This is Jeffrey McCormick, drummer for the band Q5, and you are listening to the Power Rock Podcast with your host, Jim Madonna. Rock on.
Hey everyone, Jim Madonna here, your host of Power Rock Podcast. I would like to welcome you all to yet another episode, bringing you the best interviews from around the globe, from indie to mainstream, whether it be rock, metal, heavy metal, speed metal, contemporary, melodic rock. Man, we got it all. And friends, today I'm here to tell you this show is going to rock because I have on the line hard-hitting drummer, Mr. Jeffrey McCormack of Q5. Jeffrey, welcome to the show, man.
Thank you so much. Thanks for this opportunity. It's really, really great of you.
Brother, I want to tell you, man, this for me is truly, truly an honor. Thank God for Facebook, man. You know, I got hooked up with Diane Webb, and she had kind of directed me towards Q5. And I got to tell you, man, I am definitely a huge fan, man.
Well, we're certainly grateful for that. I'm glad you enjoyed the record. And big shout outs to Diane Webb of Yesterday's News. That's Yesterday's as in DAZENews.com. She's a brilliant supporter of all kinds of music, and she should be applauded for her efforts.
I totally agree with that. Also, how about we give our Italian friends, Mario and crew over at Frontier Records, a shout out, man.
Great. Absolutely. The best label there is. I mean, super, super professional people and so aggressive with their support. It's amazing.
Yes, absolutely. Jeffrey, Q5 was formed in 1983. What I'm going to do, man, is I want to go ahead and put the ball into your court, man. And why don't you just give us some history, bring us up to speed. What we're going to do is we're really going to concentrate on the new album, A New World Order, that just came out this year.
Yeah, July 8th it came out.
And we're going to play some tracks off of that album. So the floor is yours.
Well, all right. I'll start by first letting guitar players know, if you don't already know, that the band Q5 was started by none other than Floyd Rose, who guitar players will recognize as the inventor of the locking tremolo system for guitars. And it was Floyd Rose and our vocalist, Jonathan Kay, who started the band back in 1983. They brought in three guys from another very popular Seattle band called TKO. And if people haven't heard of them, they should check them out too. They're really, really great. So Rick Pierce, Evan Sheely, and their original drummer, Gary Thompson, all came from TKO. They put out their first album on a small label called Albatross Records, which was eventually, the first album was called Steal the Light, and that was eventually picked up by a European label called Music for Nations, which was the same label that broke Metallica. Also, let's see, that album started doing very well. They did some tour dates with Lita Ford and with Y&T and so on and so forth, Twisted Sister. So then they were, the record was doing so well that they were picked up by Polygram Squawk for the second album, which came out in 1985. That was called When the Mirror Cracks. A decidedly different album, a great album, but very different, a little more keyboard-oriented, more album-oriented rock, I suppose, is the accurate title. Shortly after that album came out, though, the band broke up. Differences and musical differences and various other things. Anyway, so we go a little bit forward. Rick Pierce and Jonathan Kay went on to do another project called Nightshade, which I joined. That's where I came into the picture. This was back in 91, 92. And we put out the first album for Nightshade called Dead of Night. About a year later, I had to leave the band due to some family problems. They got another drummer named Frankie Rongo, who's a great, great drummer, great guy. And then they got, eventually, Evan Sheely would join that band also. They did two other albums under the Nightshade name. Also on, let's see, the first one was on Music for Nations. The second two were on Hellion Records. As a result of their relationship with Hellion Records, I'm sorry if I'm babbling and talking too much, but there's a lot of history in this band. I'm really making the abridged version here. As a result of their relationship with Hellion Records, they were invited to play in 2009 at the Headbangers Open Air Festival in Hamburg, Germany. And since they had three original members of Q5 in the band, the promoter asked if they would do a second set as Q5. So they agreed. They did one set as Nightshade, one set as Q5. And the fans went nuts over there for the Q5 set specifically. I mean, they like Nightshade as well, but nobody had ever seen Q5 over there. So, you know, they thought it was a great fitting, maybe a goodbye or a good wave to the fans. And they weren't sure what was going to happen beyond that. But then again, in 2014, they were invited to play at Sweden Rock. So they recruited Rick Van Zandt, who is currently with Metal Church and was at that point as well, to fill in the Floyd Rose parts. And they went and played that one. And they intended for that one to be a one-off show. They hadn't at that point intended on reforming Q5 officially. But the fan response there was so huge that when they got back from Sweden, they decided to officially reform Q5. And of course, Rick Van Zandt had to go back to Metal Church. Frankie Rongo is an extremely successful fitness instructor and physical trainer. And so he went back to that business as well. So they had to find two new members. Frankie called me. And of course, I jumped at the chance. I've been a fan of Q5 since they started, so that was an easy fix. The guitar player, we temporarily had Kendall Bechtel from Fifth Angel. He joined us for a little while. We did a test run. We flew over to Athens, Greece, and did a show there. We did a show in Cyprus, and then flew back here. And Kendall decided it just wasn't his thing. He wanted to do his own music. So then we started the auditions for a new guitar player. And from a friend of mine in Los Angeles, we were referred to a great guitar player named Dennis Turner. And as soon as he plugged in and, you know, smiled at us, we knew that was the guy, because he's probably the coolest guy, you know, and a brilliant, brilliant technician. So we knew this was the band. And so then we started writing. And then we got this mysterious email from these authors in Italy, these really great guys. And they told us that there were some friends of theirs that were big fans of Q5, or that they knew of Q5, and knew very well of Q5, I should say, and that they had a record label, and would we mind if they contacted us? And usually that's a red flag, you know. That's like some guy in his grandmother's basement is pressing CDs, but says, sure, you know, sure, go ahead, you know, have them contact us. It turned out to be Frontiers Music. So they had us do some demos of some of the new material we were writing, and within 2 days of receiving the demos, they signed us.
After just two days?
Yeah, just about, yeah. That's about right.
Let me ask you this, Jeffrey. How did the name Q5 come about? I mean, that's a very unique name.
Yeah, so there's a lot of stories, but the one that they tell me is that there were five guys sitting around that were tired of coming up with band names. So they said, just pick a letter and a number and we'll get it over with. And that's the story they tell me. That's how I came up. Doesn't mean anything, or it means whatever you want it to mean, I guess.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and talk about the latest release, New World Order. There's, like I had stated earlier, we're going to play some tracks off of that album. The first track I would like to talk about is, of course, New World Order. How about you give some history about that song?
Well, you know, we're not into the Illuminati type stuff, so probably some people will get some interesting, you know, stories. And if that's how you want to interpret it, that's your business. But, you know, we kind of looked at it as Q5's New World Order. Like, we're back and we're going to take back some of the, you know, hard rock, heavy metal stuff, you know. No disrespect to the grunge bands, but they kind of demolished the metal scene around Seattle back in 1991, you know. And that's, you know, part of how Q5 kind of fell apart, I guess. Because the grunge movement was so huge. And again, no discredit to the grunge guys, because they're all great, great bands. But, you know, we just kind of feel like this is our moment now. This is our time to come back. The fans were so aggressive and so warm to receive us back that it just seems like this is a triumph, not only for us but for them, that Q5 is back. So that's kind of New World Order. That's kind of what it means, I think, to us.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what, man. Let's go ahead and let the listeners hear. New World Order with Q5. Crank it up.
Turn it up.
That's right. On Power Rock Podcast. Welcome back. We are with Jeffrey McCormack, drummer of Q5. And Jeffrey, I'm here to tell you, man, unbelievable. Lyrically, the percussions, everything's just awesome.
Jonathan was definitely firing on all cylinders when he was writing for this thing.
Right on, man. Hey, listen, are you guys yourself or any other band members endorsed by any companies, or what's the story with that?
We are very, very lucky to be involved with a lot of really great companies. I have several that that are incredibly important to me, and Evan has many, 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 many companies as well. I could name a few if you're open to that, if that's okay with you.
Absolutely.
Okay, fine then. A lot of the journalists are not real hip on allowing this, so I'm grateful that you're allowing this time. I work a lot. I work with Aquarian drum heads and accessories. They're brilliant, super incredible. Soul Tone Cymbals, also incredibly brilliant and wonderful, wonderful people to work with. Those cymbals, if you haven't tried them, you must try them. Silver Fox Drumsticks, in my opinion, the best sticks in the business, not just because I'm sponsored by them, but because they are incredible. Risen Drums out of St. Paul, Minnesota, also incredible drums. Audix Microphones. Evan Sheely works with the MTD Basses, Ashdown Amplification, DR Strings, and both of our guitar players are using Floyd Rose, you know, of course. You know, there's a lot of great companies. We're so lucky, and these companies really take care of us.
You know, being a drummer, being endorsed by such, you know, amazing people, you being such a hard hitter, man, and, you know, you need quality. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you couldn't pull off with what you do, just standard stuff, man. So, you know, that's awesome that people recognize and you get that. You get those endorsements, man, because it speaks volumes.
And it's the truth. I appreciate you saying that. You know, we don't just sign with these companies because they're big names and because it gets us whatever notoriety. I've gone personally to the NAMM show numerous times, which is the convention in Anaheim, California, for music, all the music gear you could possibly hope for. And you can try out just about any piece of gear that you want there. And I have tried out tons and tons and tons of equipment. And these, to me, were the best of the best. So this is not just some, you know, silly promotional campaign. These companies are more than credible. They're incredible. I appreciate you giving them the time. That's really great.
Oh, man, you know, that's what it's about, man. It's about sharing the love. It really is. That's how I look at it.
Absolutely.
Let me ask you, man. Q5 has, as you stated before, Sweden, Germany, Greece. What have you found as far as the fan bases in other countries compared to the United States?
Well, I mean, the U.S. is much, much, much smaller audience for metal. And I say that as far as live music, there are still people buying metal in the U.S. It's just not promoted nearly as well as it is over there. When you go to Europe and you play for these crowds over there, they are, I mean, I can't even use the word passionate. That's not enough. They're more than passionate. They're ecstatic about this music. It's their life. And that's unbelievable. I mean, like I say, when we went to Athens, Greece, and played there, the fans there, and I this is not an overstatement, they were singing louder than we were playing.
Wow.
And they knew every single word to every song. it's remarkable.
What do you think has happened to the music industry here in the States? Everybody knows that it's like it's dying. What's your thoughts on it?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of things. I mean, I could be talking for hours on things that have happened in the music business. I mean, there's piracy, for one, people stealing music and trading it online, or the digital downloads have taken away a lot from the music business. I mean, there's no albums hardly at all anymore. The concert attendances have gone way down, unless you're a Kiss or somebody who's been around for 40 years, you know. But, yeah, it's tough to be a musician in the U.S. specifically.
I mean, do you think it's, I mean, I guess I'll give you my opinion. I think that a lot of people today are really just, they're stuck. They're not willing to accept change, and they're not willing to step outside of the box. Would you agree to that?
Well, sure. You know, and I think the internet has really done a lot to diminish music here in the States. I mean, you have Facebook now, so people don't. Back in my day, I say that like I'm an old man, but back in my day, going to concerts was your Facebook. I mean, you come back with a concert T-shirt, you immediately connect with somebody, and you know, you talk that way. But people don't even really talk face to face anymore. They're all online and doing their shopping online, doing their music shopping online, doing their concert watching via YouTube anymore. You know, it's a real shame, because the live experience is nothing like it.
So really the revenue that comes to the band is more towards, you know, merchandise and stuff like that, because it's certainly not selling tickets at a show.
Unless you're Kiss or somebody, you know. But right, even theirs is merchandising, certainly.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, man. You know what? The next tune I want to talk about is We Came Here to Rock. Can you give us some history on that song?
Well, there's no history and no mystery. That's a statement flat out. I mean, this is not a one-off album for us. This is not a cash grab. Obviously, like we were just discussing, there isn't really any cash to grab. We want to rock. We want to write some really hard rocking stuff. We want to play the music that, you know, that people know Q5 can do. And we've got fire in us. We came back with an energy. This is it. We are here. We're back because the fans spoke, because the fans shouted and said, we want you to come back and do some more stuff. We're here. And it's very clear with that first track, We Came Here to Rock. That's exactly what it means.
And here it is. We Came Here to Rock with Q5. Crank it up on Power Rock Podcast. We'll be right back. All right, man, we are back. And once again, Jeffrey, another amazing tune.
So glad you like it. We like it.
Well, you should.
That's a fun one to play live. We love that song. We love all these songs.
Any tour dates for the United States coming up?
At this point, there's a lot of stuff on the table, but nothing that we can confirm just yet. So I'll get you a full list of dates when we finally have everything nailed down. Right now, we have a show that we're playing in. We're going back to the Headbangers Open Air Festival. We'll be there on Friday this week, the 29th. And then the other one we have confirmed is next April. We're playing the Keep It True Festival in Laude Königshof in Germany. And that's an amazing festival. If you haven't been to that one, you and your fanship should check it out because it's really cool. And right now, those are the only two that are absolutely confirmed. But like I said, there's a lot on the table.
It's a hard business, man, like you had stated earlier, you know. And I hope that Q5 can take the U.S. by storm, man, because I need to come out and check y'all out. That's for sure.
Man, you know, we are so fired up to play that we will play anywhere, anytime. We will play as much as we can possibly play. So any offers that come in, you know, mark us down. We're good to go.
Right on, man. All right. Next track I want to talk about is The Right Way. Now, this one here, you guys have a official video on YouTube for this.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun.
Do you want to share some history on that one, or is it just
the history on the video?
Yeah, sure. Why don't we,
well,
either or.
You know, the videos are, of course, a necessary evil. you got to do them. But we had such a blast filming that video, and it was filmed in a shop in Lakewood, Washington. We just wanted it to be as organic as possible. It's just us, you know. There's a couple scenes with a nice attractive young lady in it as well, but you know, it's just us and our instruments and rocking and rolling. And the history of the song, I mean, the meaning of the song is just what the chorus says. You know, there's a right way if you just want to get it done, but there's a wrong way, and the wrong way is a lot more fun.
There it is,
that's
man.
That's rock and roll.
All right, man. Let's go ahead and crank this one up the right way with right. Q5 on Power Rock
right on.
Podcast. again, we are back with Jeffrey McCormick. And brother, again, what can I say, man? I mean, out of all the tracks on the album, I had a really difficult time choosing these tracks. I mean, if I had it my way, I'd play them all. But, you know, unfortunately, we don't have that kind of time.
There's always another show, Jim. There's always another show.
Always, man. Always. Throughout your career, man, you know, you had stated before that you've played, you know, like lead a forward, things like that, people like that. You know, what's it like to share the same stage with artists like that?
Well, of course, it's brilliant. It's an honor. I mean, I've played in bands that have shared the stage with, you know, Saxon and Loudness and all of these bands that, you know, I've studied and studied for years and years and years. So, of course, you know, there's the fanboy in me that's giddy, of course, because it's these people. But then there's also just that honor, that respect. You know, you're on that same stage with them because you've worked that hard. You worked as hard as they have, too. So, and you're doing what they do. So that's a good feeling, too. But it's amazing. And we look forward to more of that. You know, there should be plenty more of that in the future for us.
That's cool, brother. I want to back up a little bit. Well, you know, when we talked about the release of New World Order, this particular album is also going to come out on vinyl, isn't it?
Yes. At this point, it looks like it'll be October, and it'll be out on No Remorse Records, which is a label out of Greece, in collaboration with Frontiers, of course. But No Remorse Records is the label that's putting that out, so people can order it through them.
As of right now, the New World Order is on Amazon, iTunes.
Yep, iTunes, Google Play, Amazon. You can get it at any of your, you know, wherever you buy your favorite music. Frontiers pretty much puts it everywhere.
All right,
they're a brilliant label.
Awesome, man. You know, in the when I put it up on the website, man, you know, I'll supply those links so you know, people can just you know, click and go. And I highly recommend anybody who tunes into this and has listened this far that they're already got their idea of purchasing the album.
A little something for everybody on this album, you know. There's hard rock, there's heavy metal, there's right in between, there's fast, there's slow, there's all kinds of good stuff. So,
all right, man. Next track I want to talk about is Halfway to Hell.
Yeah, that's a great one. That was one of the first major contributions, song-wise, that Dennis Turner, our newest guitar player, contributed to the band. Very excited about that. He's a great, great guitar player, and turns out a good writer too.
Again, I want to back up. I know you said that Jonathan does the is of course the singer, and but do you all write? Or is it a group effort or a band effort, or how does that go down?
Well, it definitely is a band effort. Jonathan wrote all of the lyrics and came up with most of the melody lines. But as a group, I mean, Rick Pierce, probably the majority of pieces, they come in either in mostly full songs or little snippets that we kind of work on together. But everybody has brought in stuff for the album, and we all work them out together and flesh out the songs and make them into songs together in our rehearsal room.
Okay.
So hopefully that answers your question, but it definitely is a band effort.
All right. Well, I'm going to tell you what, though, brother. This one, I highly suggest people play loud, man. This one here is called Halfway to Hell. Crank it up on Power Rock Podcast.
Hey!
back with Jeffrey. And Jeffrey, we're going to get ready to close this interview out, brother. And I want to ask you one more question, and it's this. What type of legacy or would you like to leave to your friends, family, and fans?
Integrity. A legacy of hard work, going for the dream that you, I mean, I know it sounds trite, but it's just, you know, this is a dream that we're living right now, you know, and anybody out there that's fighting for a dream, you know, fight for it, go get it, because it's out there and you can get it. Do it with your head held high, you know, don't step on people, be cool to people, respect people, but get what you want, you know, get what's out there, get what you need.
That's a great answer, my friend. Jeffrey, thank you for taking your time, knowing that you're getting ready to go to Germany.
Yes, sir.
Spending this time with me on the phone, man. Truly, truly honored. And I just want to say to you guys, man, that I wish you and all the band members, Q5 as a whole, I wish you guys the utmost success, man. And I can't wait to see what other projects that Q5 has to offer the people, because I know this album, the other albums, kick ass. All the best to you, my friend.
Oh, thank you so much, Dan. This has been so much fun. And really, we're so grateful for any of this support at all. It's just brilliant, and we're really grateful for all that you're doing. So keep that up. And fans out there, fans of hard rock and any kind of rock, get out there and support these bands, man, because we need you. We need you.
You got that right. Well, there you have it. An interview with Jeffrey McCormack of Q5. I am Jim Madonna, your host. What we're going to do is we're going to play one more tune off the album New World Order. This one here is called Land of the Setting Sun. Peace.